Welcome to Splash Page.
Welcome
to Splash Page. I'm your host, Patrick Riley. With me, as always, is... No. Don't you fucking say your name yet. Let me give you some sort of... Let me see. What haven't I used yet? Don't you take down the porn yet. Don't take it down. Okay, I'll take down... Ooh, this is a good one.
You asshole.
Why do you know these things?
Well, that's the porn site I use.
What
we're talking about, because some people can't see it, right as we started the podcast, I decided that Tom left his computer open, so I decided
stupidly
to look up some porn just so I can confuzzle Tom. That man talking, as you hear, is I'm going to just say co-host, Mario Brown.
Hello.
Mario, how are you? Welcome to Season 2 of Splash Page, everybody.
Has it really been
Splash Page?
10 episodes already?
Yeah, I know you've missed us, Ralph, I know you've missed us.
Hi, Ralph.
Hi, Ralph.
Ralph had me on his podcast.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I did a 3-second thing of me screaming at my dog. And, like, I've been getting people tweets saying, like, why are you mean to your dog? I'm like, I'm not really that mean to my dog.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, but anyway, before we started today, Mario and I were having a discussion that I want to bring up again. You say it, Mario.
All right. I simply asked questioned Patrick on this topic. I wanted to know, if he had to choose a savage, which would he choose, Fred or Ben?
Yeah, Fred Savage, of course, was in the Wonder Years.
Yes.
In The Princess Bride, Little Monsters. He's also a director of dozens upon dozens of sitcoms and TV shows.
To talk him up at all.
I'm not trying to talk him up. And then, of course, you have Fred Savage from Boy Meets World, and that's about it.
Boy Meets World.
Now, I, of course, picked...
He had Topanga for like 20 years.
God, yes.
Oh.
20 glorious,
fantastic, puberty-enhanced years.
Yep. But, more importantly, he had Topanga for all those years, but what did Fred Savage have over Ben Savage?
Talent. Oh, wait, no.
Well, talent. He had Winnie Cooper. Dana McKellar. Oh, I love her so much.
I am taking Topanga.
Me too.
Really?
Topanga.
You're going... Wait, okay. But we're not choosing the women. We're choosing, like... If we... Okay, this was the question.
Yeah.
If you had the option to do a project like a TV show or any sort of artistic project, who would you choose? Would you choose Ben Savage or Fred Savage?
I have a question.
Yeah.
Do I have to?
Yes. Okay. Yes, you have to. You have to choose between those two, because apparently in our feeble minds...
We didn't come across option C,
no,
which is no Savage.
This is why I'm on the show.
Exactly. Because all I can think of is, like, who's the better Savage? No, my Savage is better.
Can
I pick Savage Dragon?
You can pick... And I want to pick Adam Savage.
Oh,
ooh, what?
That's a good one.
What?
Did I pick Magneto residing in the Savage Land?
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, goddamn.
Bringing it back to comic books. Usually we have, like, a surprise guest come in, but, I mean, like, we have Mario here, so we don't need one.
No, a surprise guest is a real-life person this time.
So, I mean, since I think
wait,
we're...
this time?
Not a spontaneous celebrity.
Oh, come on. Mike Tyson and Bill Cosby were brilliant on this show.
Yes. I'm not going to say that.
You and I shared recipes.
Okay. I found out that up until like 2 weeks ago, Mike Tyson is the only black person that was cast in a new production on Broadway in the past like billion years. He's on Broadway. I'm sorry. I had to put that out there. This is something that...
I don't believe that.
I learned this from a theater aficionado. The other day.
They just did a production of Cat in the Hot Tin Roof.
Original role.
I call bullshit. You want to know why I call bullshit? An original role, originated by a black man?
Yes.
It just won the best play last year, Best Tony. It was about gentrification in neighborhoods.
On Broadway?
On Broadway. On Broadway, Lincoln Center. It won Best Play. And it had half a black cast, half a white cast. And it was a wonderful play. God, I can't remember the name of it. And it's going to drive me nuts. But,
drive you as nuts as
the porn you put on my monitor.
But no one...
Jerk.
Yeah, there are going to be a lot of nuts on your computer later.
No, you should really not use that site because I know a big patient person that had a virus on his computer because of that specific site.
Shit.
Really?
Yeah.
Zach explains you everything.
Just not.
Okay, well...
Okay.
Back to what I was going to ask before we got sidetracked with...
So very sidetracked.
Choose your savage.
Not choose your savage. Past choose your savage because we... Tom has debunked it. Have you... he debunked it.
Oh, somebody's taking their SATs next
time. Oh, wow. Fuck you. Jesus.
Debunked is to ruin as to... Oh, fuck, I messed that up.
Yeah, Tom, just... Okay, back to my... God, how am I the sane one in this? God, how am I the one trying to find a reason and rhyme here? Okay. Have you guys read any comic books lately? And if so, what have you enjoyed?
When I was in vacation with my family, I read Order of Tales by Evan Dom, which is...
You've mentioned that 1,000 times.
No, you have to find...
I said something recently, not something you've reread 1,000 times because you want to suck Evan Dom's cock. Yeah. There's a fucking difference, okay?
You cut that part out.
No, we're not going to cut that part out. You're going to enjoy his cock. Now, Mario, you've been... really getting into Nightwing more and more lately.
It's not more and more. It's the fact that Nightwing is that secret shame that you don't want to admit that you're into. Like those weird people who are into German shitty porn. Not German shitty porn as in German bad porn, but German porn as in where people shit on each other.
Yeah.
It's one of those that, like, I really like Nightwing and I consider Nightwing to be better than Batman. I think Nightwing is what people want Batman to be. Or what people wanted Batman to be.
I just find him as Dick Grayson is just a more charismatic Batman.
Exactly.
That's all he is.
And that's what people want, because people get tired of seeing, oh, I'm Batman and I'm mad all the time and I can't have a relationship because I'm Batman.
Most controversial thing that's ever been said on the show.
did you see Under the Red Hood?
Yes.
I was so disappointed that Nightwing got such a small role.
He got a small role, Neil Patrick Harris gets to do the voice. And they just take the role away. It's like he's barely there.
How do you not use Neil Patrick Harris as Nightwing and just take it and run with it?
Exactly. Plus, I mean, like, he did have some good moments in it, though.
He did, yeah.
You have to admit he did. But I have to say, my biggest problem with the Under the Red Hood DC movie is that John DiMaggio does the voice of the Joker, and it just sounds awful.
Well, they're
because he's no because
that,
he's.
I didn't like that entire Joker take at all. The way he was illustrated, the way they had the voice acting, I didn't like it.
John DiMaggio is one of my favorite voice actors. I mean, he's Bender, you know, and
he's,
others.
He's on Adventure Time. He's Jake the Dog.
Yeah, he's Jake the Dog, and he also does some video games.
Yeah, I mean.
But the thing is, it sounded like he was trying to do a more adult Mark Hamill Joker. Yeah, yeah. And honestly... Tom, what does the Joker have to say about it?
I wouldn't know.
You piece of shit.
Joker's not here.
We're playing T-ball. I put the ball in the tee, and you fucking throw the bat at me. You piece of shit.
But to add to that, I didn't like Joe DiMaggio's performance of the Joker at first.
Yeah.
But as I watched,
has it grown to you? Has it grown on you then?
Yeah, it kind of does. Okay. But like, I still see like Bender with like the makeup.
That's my problem.
That cable.
I'm not gonna play with anything.
Seriously, if you unplug that, this whole thing gets fucked up.
Is cable code for your penis, Tom? I recently read a really great comic drawn by a friend of ours, Tom. Well, not friend. Friend as much as acquaintance. We know him.
Oh.
He's a nice guy. Andre Vera Martinez.
Oh, yes.
He drew... It's a wonderful thing called Little White Duck that he did with his wife, I think.
That's adorable.
And it's basically like a bunch of little short stories about growing up in China. And the art's pretty great. And it's enjoyable all around. I liked it a lot.
It's a mom and pop project? You can't...
It is mom and pop because I think they have a kid.
You can't say no to that.
But he... No, it's fantastic. I really enjoyed it. It's really wonderful. It's great. You can pick it up anywhere. I got that at Strand for $8. But I know he's doing a signing, so look him up. But he's doing a signing in Brooklyn towards the end of October.
Cool.
This
is really nice.
How much did he pay you to plug his book?
Nothing, but he gives a hell of a blowjob.
Yeah, I bet he does.
But
I read recently J. Michael Straczynski. I don't know how to pronounce his last name.
No one does. He wrote, but we know who he is.
I recently read his. A series of Thor. That he did.
Oh, his take on Thor is great. I love his Thor. That's the one where it's like Thor is he rebuilds Asgard.
Well, Oklahoma. Everybody from Asgard has disappeared, and he has to rebuild Asgard, and he has to basically reconstruct his home from scratch.
Yeah,
and eventually,
it's fantastic.
Eventually, somehow, some way, Mjolnir breaks. Mjolnir shatters.
Yeah.
And I'm not gonna give away the story, but it's beautifully written.
I mean, it's old. It's 2006.
It's
2006.
It's
6 years ago.
It's still like, I don't know, that's something that I can read over and over again. And it's it's three books. It's three trade books.
Yeah, I've only read the first two.
The
that's the one also with Loki's a woman.
Yeah,
really.
Loki decides to turn his outer shell into it because he wants to prove to people that he's a different person when he's not really.
No. have you actually read anything new, or are you gonna
I've read the Nightfall series, volumes 1 and 2.
That is true. Okay. I'll allow you to talk about that.
And I have read half of Court of Owls, and whenever I tried to buy it, I can't find it because it's sold out everywhere.
Yeah, you tried to read Dom's copy.
I did.
But
he was kind enough, Dom.
Someone
Spirano,
stole it from you while you were reading it.
Our wonderful boss of Pronto Comics. He tried to,
How do you say his name?
Spirano.
Okay, we're good. I thought you said potato. And I was like, what? It's not potato.
Hey, don't make me shove your face into a pillow.
It's potato. I say it's potato.
Let's call
potato.
The whole thing.
You have to finish the rest of the song, Dom.
It's
you
potato.
Can't just skip to the
it's
end.
Potato. It's potato. It's potato. It's potato. Let's call the whole thing off. Hi, Pronto.
Hi, guys. What else have I read? A lot of
comics.
Well,
I mean, you read... Well, I mean, like, back to Nightfall. What do you think of Nightfall?
I thought it was great.
Yeah. You know what I found on the street? I'm going to cut you off, because fuck yourself. Tom.
Love you too, buddy.
I found issue, was it like 573, the first appearance of Azrael as Batman.
Oh, nice.
For $1.
Where?
On the street.
Holy
what
shit.
What else did you find on the street?
The Killing Joke and Hoes and Tricks.
Nice.
Yeah.
Hoes and Tricks.
I like how you just nonchalantly just tell people about these finds like they're Archie comics.
Yeah.
I actually found a bunch of Archie comics. I found a bunch of Mad Magazine comics.
Comics Alliance loves Archie comics these days.
Probably because, you know, I can't say anything bad about them because I'm trying to... I was about to make fun of them, and I was just like, whoa, I'm not going to put my dick in a fucking... something where dick shouldn't be. Anyway.
Oh, come on. You've done that before.
Service yeah. Says... No, where dick
sorry, he said it's a dark and crusty hole.
America's number one answer was blender. Dicks should not be in a blender.
Electrical socket.
Thank you for playing.
Thank you for playing. Thank you guys for listening to Splash Page this week. We'll be back next week. I think next week our guest would be...
Nightwing's
going to be our guest next week. Thanks for listening, and go fuck yourself, San Diego. Should I say that? It has been said. Should we have like a send-off or something? Splash on, pages. There we go. We're done. God, I have to fucking carry this show.